الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام البخيل إذا ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah shukr, we are gathered here, every one of us, our niyatis, for our islah. We came to the islahi jalsa for our reformation to correct our lives. And this is farad e ain, farad on every individual. Not generally, if some do it, the others are absolved, but each one of us, it is farad. That we must correct ourselves. Allah reward Mufti Muhammad Desai Sahib. He explained about Iman quite a bit, and then again about Shukr. All this is our Islah. And Iman is the most important thing, our Aqaid, to correct, purify, and to make sure that our Iman is correct and that we have the Yaqeen. Just to know Iman is not enough. Many people know about Iman, but we haven't got that Iman, or we got it very little. The yaqeen, the conviction, complete conviction on that is also farad. And that is why we are gathered here. Then our ibadat, all our ibadat must also be correct, in quantity also, in quality also. And mashallah, Allah reward that all these the various aspects are being read out and being discussed. We should take proper cognizance, pay proper attention to it. That is what is Islam. Our muamalat, our business dealings also, they also must be correct. Our muasharat, how we live in society, how we live with people, our akhlaq, our adab, our etiquette, all these things we should pay attention to. So for that we are gathered here, and Allah make it, it comes in my heart, in everyone's heart, our first farad is this year. Before earning our livelihood, before anything else, is our spiritual life to correct all these things, our iman, all these various aspects. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. For that, alhamdulillah, there are very many avenues there how we can make. Allah has been most merciful, most kind to go and attend a khanqa, to become Ba'at with a Shaykh Mubarak. But Allah Ta'ala has made it, it's possible. for everyone, everywhere that he can. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Therefore, everyone, Allah has made it possible that our islah can be made. One major form of this islah, of the very many forms, is salawat ala nabi, durood sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One family member of ours, a lady, we know it was in the family, very way out of life, very modern, very, very different ideas. Somehow or other, she became bi'at to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Mufti Sahib prescribed just one wazifa, 3,000 times a day Durood Sharif. She fulfilled, and we saw with our eyes, in front of our eyes, a miracle happening. From complete one extreme of the left, you can say to the extreme to the right. A complete change of life, priorities, ways of life, engagement in different things, completely, completely different. What she used to cherish for so much before and now. So Durood Sharif is a thing that will, that in every one of us, we can make our complete islah with Durood Sharif. And we complement it with all the different other forms. Why can't our islah be made? It will be made, and it will be made by darje atam, inshallah. Perfect, complete islah. Allah has given us many ways. But as it has been said, al-khayru kathirun. There are avenues and roads of goodness are plenty. وَفَاعِلُهُ قَلِيلٌ. But the sad part, there are very few who even practice on one of those many roads. There are many ways that we can make our islah. But any one way we will choose will also be sufficient. What to say, and this is the barakat of our mashayikh, they give us the whole bouquet of all the flowers, of all the roses and the flowers, of all the things for our islah. So one great thing is Durood Sharif. So for our islah. Then today is now already the 2nd of Rabiul Awwal. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, during the month of Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir, should only speak on Sirat-e-Mustafa, Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and if you study Sirat, you speak on Sirat, the natural thing is love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way to express that love is salawat ala nabi. And Durood Sharif, we will express our love. And on the other hand, if we engage ourselves, one of the major aspects of this month, months of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, and the whole year, every moment of our lives, not confined to Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir. If we will read Durood Sharif, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into our heart, and we can't imagine what level of love, and what enjoyment there is in that love. In no other love is that love. In the, what is in the love of Allah, the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah give us all an a'uta, Allah give us full, perfect that love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by salawat ala nabi, that will also come into us, the love of Allah and His Rasul. So the more we will read Durood Sharif, the more the love of Allah. And in essence, our real islah also is the love of Allah. When once the love of Allah Ta'ala comes, we will give our priorities, we'll prioritize very easily. All the other things in our life will just, not even we have to take it out, just vanish. It will, once Allah's love is there, we will become the devotees of Allah, the die hearts of Allah Ta'ala. Then there is no question of Satanism and evil and all the other wrong and evil things. We want the love of Allah. So Durood Sharif has got that also. Then Durood Sharif, salawat ala nabi, on its own, besides our islah, besides it being the month of Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir, Sirat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is such a great ibadah, such a great ibadah. And in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah, that Allah Ta'ala Himself, this is what is called a jumla ismiya. Without going into details, it means continuously. And also the verb that is used, mudari, also shows Allah is continuously sending durood. Ulama, I have written a very beautiful point here. So this is our aqidah and belief, and we all accept and know that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved to Allah ta'ala, the greatest honor that has been bestowed by Allah of all His creation is on Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what a beautiful way of explaining it, that Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah made him masjood a malaika. The malaika, the angels, made sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Of course, we all understand that was not a sajda of ibadat. It was a sajda of respect and a sajda of honor, ta'zeem, and honor of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah could also have made sajda, not of ibadat. Whose ibadat is Allah going? Of respect of Adam alayhi salam. Allah could also make sajda, but Allah didn't make, not for anyone, but for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah is sending durood not as an ibadat, but in the honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all the time, raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi. So what a great ibadat we can understand, that which Allah Himself is engaged in. He did not engage in anything else for any other Nabi, only for our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And not only he did it, like if Allah had made sajda for Adam alayhi salam, for respect and honor of Adam alayhi salam, not as ibadah, that's out of the question, which would have been once, but continuously Allah is sending salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi. So Allah make us understand the great value of salawat, of durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi. Then wa malaikatahu, even the malaika are continuously, all the time, they are in the praises and they are making dua for the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position must be raised. And we cannot imagine every split second how much Allah is raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi. All the time, is not only his position which Allah has given him, but all the time, may Allah accept our Islahi Jalsa, the sacrifices of brothers who have come, those who have made intizam, those who have come from various countries also, those who have made what sacrifices, our ibadat, our namaz, whatever, all that sawab, even without our intention, is going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq to make the intention also. And it is not at all, never can we ever think that we are benefiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way. When he is, his position is which Allah has given him, who can benefit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is all for our benefit. And how much we do it, our ibadat will be accepted by the barakat of passing the sawab to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala will record it, that this person tried to be also of service and respected and honored and tried and be of service of his Nabi alayhi salatu. And if Allah accepts it, what a great thing. For a gift to be accepted by the beloved, what a great, great thing. That those people can feel and know, who know what is love. And when you give your little present, and that person doesn't need it at all, but he accepts it happily, what great joy a person gets. So this is salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with this great honor of reading Durood Sharif in abundance. It comes in a hadith sharif and a proper, authentic riwayat of Tabarani, that a person who will read 100 times a day Durood, salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any day. In one riwayat it comes for Jummah. But any day, a person who will read, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atum minan nifaq, bara'atum minan nar. Really, we can give our lives to get this true certificate, that you are free from hypocrisy. And who's giving you the certificate? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And where? Right on your forehead, Allah is writing it. The person, just for reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif, and Allah is writing, this person is free from hypocrisy. What a great thing to be a hypocrite, indeed to be a hypocrite, To have hypocrisy is terrible with friends also, with our relationship with our wives. If the wife has to tell you, you're a hypocrite. You tell me you love me so much and everything, but any small need of mine, you don't fulfill it. And in fact, really, as the height of hypocrisy of ours, we will say so much of praise and thanks to the wife, we'll buy her present. But if a person is disloyal to his wife, it's the height of his hypocrisy. That he thinks of other women, or he has relationship with other women. And unfortunately, with the animalism of the West, this is their way of life, and which has infiltrated us also. So hypocrisy is a terrible thing with friends also. If a friend has to know, oh, this is a, he is stabbing me in my back. The way he acts in front of me, he's so loyal, so good to me, he's my friend. But at the back he's speaking bad about me. He's a hypocrite. How terrible. And indeed, with Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, just for reading Durood Sharif, Allah is giving you that certificate. You will be free of hypocrisy. And bara'atu minan nar. May Allah let us appreciate this. So Allah is writing, you are free from the fire of Jahannam. Fire of Jahannam, yeah, in this world, we can't tolerate the flame of a matchstick, a cigarette lighter. We can't tolerate that flame. Hey, forget anything else, a fly buzzing around us and comes just here by your nose and irritates you. In your ear, we can't tolerate a fly. A mosquito, we can't tolerate. The bites of a mosquito, a wasp we can't tolerate, and the azab of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. For some people it starts in this world. Allah protect us all, the whole ummah, the whole of mankind and jinn. Allah protect us all. And then in the qabr, what will it be like? On the day of Qiyamah, what humiliation, what disgrace. Alayhim la'natullahi wal malaikati wal nasi ajma'in. Allah save us from all this la'nat. Everyone cursing you. What a terrible thing. And the fire of Jahannam. Lahum min fawqihim zulalum minan nar. Wa min tahtihim zulal. Fabidhalika yukhawifullahu bihi ibadah. Ya ibadi fattakun. That you will be sandwiched in fire. Can we imagine? Eh? That fire on top of you, fire on fire, not a flame, not a mosquito bite. And then the snakes, what scorpions in the fire of Jahannam. We get freed from that by reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif. Guaranteed we will be free. What a great thing. Khudu, faghullu, thumma al-jahima, faswallu. Catch hold of him, bind him, throw him into the fire of Jahannam. And what terrible, how it will be, we cannot imagine. And all that azab for reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif, how can we ever deprive ourselves of it? We can put your cell phone one side afterwards. Put all your other, you can have your breakfast later. You can stay without your breakfast. Read our 100 times Durood Sharif. And then see the barakat that will come. So baratu minan nifaq, baratu minan nar. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif, he will be raised amongst the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. To become a shaheed, we all know normal procedure is, you go in the battlefield, you attack, you are being attacked also. And then you are slain also. Your hand is cut, your bullet shot comes in our time. Swords and arrows are raining down upon you. What and what you go through. Yes, yeah, sitting in the comfort of air, of the fan, of an aircon, heater, sitting in the comforts of your bed, and you are reading Durood Sharif 100 times, and you get the darja. How can we deprive ourselves? How easy Allah has made it. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati, on the day of Qiyamah, what a pity I did not prepare for my akhirat. Just before reading 100 times Durood, and what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be giving. How it's impossible that any person forget the good of anyone else if we want the good of ourselves. And then imagine what the deen Allah gave us. A perfect deen. How easy the deen is. A deen of yusr. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusra. Deen is easy. Allah wants to make everything easy for you. And one of the very many avenues, not only one, many avenues is to read Durood Sharif. 100 times we read Durood Sharif. And then it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads 100 times durood a day, Allah will fulfill 70 of your needs. 100 of your needs. 30 in this world. By barakat of durood Sharif, one great buzur, he had habse bowl. His urine was blocked. And anyway, Allah save us all. Prostate problems, of kidney stones in the kidney, the pain that person goes through, Allah protect us all. So this person had this. So in a dream, a buzur told him, "Where are you?" And the durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the durood, Allah read together, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala على روح سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح. اللهم صل وسلم على قلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في القلوب. اللهم صل وسلم على جسد سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد. اللهم صل وسلم على قبر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور. He read it for a few times and Allah relieved him. No hospitals, no paying big fees. And hospitals, they say, we're trying our best to save your life. We are trying our best to give you the best service. And actually what it is, we are doing everything to suck the last cent out of you. To keep you on ventilator, to give you this, that, but to just take out all your money all the time. And give you other diseases so you can come back over to us. Over and over you come back to us. So Durood Sharif is a very great ibadah. It solves all our problems. But where are we? Why don't we turn to this great, great ibadah? So 30 needs of this dunya Allah will fulfill. 70 needs of the akhirah. There our needs will be much more. Yeah, we all think, what problems I got in life. So and so got so problems. I got so much problem. This health problem, that financial problem, these domestic problems. The solution of it, one great solution is salawat ala nabi. Read Durood Sharif and see how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will sort out our problems and ease all our matters for us. Create the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadah. Durood Sharif is that, and Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. The minimum we should be reading, each one of us, Allah give us tawfiq, 10 times every morning, every evening. That is the minimum. Very, very fortunate will be the person who will make it 100 times. And if we read the short durood, the shortest durood which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And which has come in the hadith, the shortest durood, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Or Allahumma salli ala muhammadinin nabiyyil ummi. So it will take you about 3 minutes only. Who of us can say, I haven't got 3 minutes? And by the barakat of that 3 hours we're living, say, wasting on the cell phone, we will get saved from that. The 3 hours we are wasting in backbiting, talking with our friends, and going on this newspaper report, and that WhatsApp, and this news media, and all that, we will be saved of all that, and our time will become valuable. We'll have time for ourselves also. Today we haven't got time for ourselves. We are eating and the phone, we are busy with it also all the time. Whereas the adab of eating is, your mind must be free. Then the body gets the maximum benefit of the food. But when the mind is tense, your body is tense, it does not digest the food properly. And you can eat the most healthiest food, but the body doesn't get the benefit. But if we will read Durood Sharif, we will find that we are cool, we are calm. That's one of the great effects of Durood Sharif. Serenity, peace, tranquility. There is no question of all the other things. Durood Sharif is the solution to everything. Allah put that yaqeen into our hearts. Today we have got more yaqeen on tablets. We have got more yaqeen on treatment, on operations. spending huge other amounts of money on various types of treatment, and this beautiful, so to say, free treatment, mali mufdile bi raham, what comes free of charge, no appreciation. We don't appreciate it. Durood Sharif and all the other aspects of deen have got great, great benefits in them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that 10 times at least, morning and evening. And if you can make it 100 times, very, very good. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali, should say, we should read 300 times a day Durood Sharif. That is, you should term that as kathrat, reading it in abundance. And if we can, and mashallah, there are many friends who have started also, read 500 times a day. And whatever amount we fix for ourselves, and now as we are sitting, each one of us fix in our mind, I'm going to read so much. And if we can read, and then on Friday, Jumu'ah, which is the king of the day, and the king of Allah's creation is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the king of ibadat with regard to Nabi Ali salatu wa salam, salawat ala Nabi. Juma, we should try and increase it more. If we are reading 10 times a day, Juma read 100 times. If we are reading 100, read 300. If we are reading 300, make it 500 on Juma. If we are reading 500 on Juma, make it 1,000. And there are those people, one person working in the Pakistani Air Force some time ago, leading a very long, wrong, dirty, filthy life, disobeying Allah, all types of gunas which you can think of were in his life. He got inspired to read Durood Sharif. He says, when I reached 1 million or so, I saw a dream, that in my dream I'm walking, and I came to a place where there was a canal of water, but it was filled with dirt and filled stool, muck, all the filthiest, dirtiest things you can see, think of. But other side that were the beautiful gardens of Jannah. Unimaginable. The gardens of Jannah, the namats of Jannah, la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen. Wala udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard of it also. Wala khatra ala qalbi bashar, and no heart can even ever think or dream of it. Jannah na'mat starts where our imagination comes to an end. Dreaming is not in our control. You dream good dreams, beautiful things you see. But imagination, you can imagine. You can let loose your horses of imagination and let them run wild and wherever they want to. What and what? What kind of a bedroom you would like to have? What kind of a garden you would like to have? What kind of a bathroom you would like? Whether technology can give it to you or not. But your imagination, you can go even there. Jannah starts where your imagination ends. What you can't imagine anymore, what you could never think about, the lowest stages of Jannah starts there. And what is more, you cannot imagine. What na'mat Allah tabaraka ta'ala has kept. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, a person can get all this. So on Jum'ah, we try and increase our durood as much as possible. Up to, mashallah, some of our friends who are reading, they have reported, they have targeted 100,000, 1 million, and they say we have reached here already. So anyway, this this person in the Air Force, he saw that, and now difficult to cross, but somehow or the other, he says, whatever happened, I managed to cross, and I came on the other side. When I looked back again, that very canal of all that filth and dirt was changed into pure, pure, clean water. So pure and so clean that you could see the little plants that grow in the water. The stones, the formation, and in the water, it's unimaginable what beauty Allah has kept. In various parts of the world, we go to various places, you see what Allah's qudrat is in the water, what Allah has kept. And when that water, without chemicals or anything, pure and clean that water, he looked back, he saw that water was so clean, and it was told to him, this is the barakat of your durood Sharif. Your durood, salawat you were reading, it, your previous life of all that dirt. And this is the easy way, many of us, perhaps all of us, we know I've got bad habits in me. I had bad habits when I was young. When I was when I came to my middle ages, I had bad habits. Now I've still got bad habits, and I can't seem to give them up. Just start with Durood Sharif. With the barakat of it, the hatred of that will come. One of the great, great benefits of Durood Sharif and making our islah through Durood Sharif, automatically the hatred of gunas will come in our heart, and the love of good deeds. And then we will find to do good deeds because it's a natural thing. Allah has chosen you for it, and you just go towards it. And all the evil deeds, for example, the soccer, which is such a terrible thing, Allah let it be opened in our mind. We were also young. We also were fanatics with regard to, especially soccer, cricket also, playing, taking part, and all the supporting teams is the worst thing that can, and the filth and dirt of the West has penetrated into us so much. Today, all the sports has become a big gambling thing. The amount of money that is betted on it, and the amount of fraud that it takes place, match fixing that takes place, and everyone knows, and we talk about it with a laugh, that all this match fixing, but we are still headlong in it, in which we see our destruction. It is like somebody has said, what is democracy? That somebody shows you the way to hell, and you pay him for it. You thank him for showing me. Today, with all the sports, is really into hellfire. And yet, we take so much of enjoyment and relief. Those last few balls which are being bowled, and it is nail-biting. That how that it's going this way, that all the time it was match-fixing. And it was already decided. All the money that was betted this side, that side. Those people are making a huge amount of money and giving you not even peanuts from that. And even the players are not even getting peanuts. And the people at the back, really the Jews, they are sitting and they are making all the money. In every field of life, these people have penetrated, and we like stupid idiots and fools. And all they can do, and Shaitan does, gives a laugh at us. And we are thinking, and with the way we're discussing the match, and we're discussing that last moment, and how the match went, and we are just making the biggest fools, and we are upsetting Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was catching us by our hips, and saving us, and we are going in, and we are proud we are going in. And we are looking down on the pure, mubarak, nurani way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala, duru barakat of Durood Sharif, the hatred, the reality of these things, Allah will open on a person. Whether it is all this fashion of the, or fashion in the world, and whether it is all the brand names. Today, just see what idiots we have been made of, that we will pay for a torn pair of jeans more than a good pair of jeans. For a patched pair of jeans, we will pay more than for a good pair of jeans. For half socks, we will pay more than full socks. And we have gone poor, so now we are buying patched jeans. And we are buying torn jeans. We are gone poor. Though our pockets have got more money, we are gone poor in our brains. Our brains have become totally corrupted. And we are so stupid, and that is why we are paying more for a pair of half socks than a full sock. Because our brains are completely, it is common knowledge also that there are certain people throughout the world, labor type of people commonly, that you tell them do this work, you show them, you stand on them, you direct them, they still do it wrong. And completely wrong. And you say, this person got no brains whatsoever. But when he wants to steal from you, you say, what brains they got. That your mind doesn't work. Where their mind went. How they plan. Where the mind. We can say that about them. Allah's Nabi gave us our brains to follow on deen. But in deen, tere akal dunya mein kya kar gayi. Deen mein wo kahan mar gayi. Our brains, technology today, we are astonished with technology. What and what technology is doing? Where is technology going to reach? What and what technology has done? Man's brains work in technology, but when it came to deen, our brains don't work at all. We are more stupid than that person who steals like that and who can't do that work properly. We become more stupid than him also. But barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will make us zaki, intelligent also. Allah Ta'ala will make us good planners of everything. Salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, on Jummah we should try and increase and try and read as much as Durood Sharif as we can. The Hadith Sharif says, "Inna awla an-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan." The most closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who reads the most Durood Sharif. Ulama have explained this hadith in three ways. That a person will be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, what an honor on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be turmoil, when there will be minds will go out of the minds. The people's minds won't function. On that way, they have to be near to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there will be peace, serenity, honor, dignity, and great, great position. That person can be there, the person who reads most Durood Sharif. So one meaning of it is physically, that person bodily will be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who reads the most Durood Sharif. And it's our choice. Nobody is stopping us. One other thing that bogs us down and brings us down, things which are difficult for us to do, we are not allowed to do. We moan and groan about it all the time. Why? What we can do, we're not doing. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was tempted by Zulaikha. He didn't make a moan and groan about it. He ran so much he could do. Doors were locked, properly locked. But when he ran till there, Allah opened. If his running could open the locks, Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which locks won't open with Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So let us do what we can do. We are complaining about other things, but Durood we can read. Who's stopping us from Durood? Which lockdown, or which mutawallis, or which government, or who stopped us from reading Durood Sharif? And see how the doors of the masajid will open. See how the Haram Sharif, Haramain Sharifain will open. If we all will get down to this great Mubarak Amal, our Islah will take place. We will be honoring our Nabi. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need our honor. He is honorable. By the barakat of that, we will be honored. And our akhlaq will come right. Everything will come right. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif. So one of the meanings is that physically, bodily, a person will be close. The second is, inna awla an-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah, that person will get the most of my intercession. I will intercede the most for that person who reads the most Durood on me. So every one of us can be reading Durood, and that person and everyone will be in need of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, the accountability, hisab kitab, the accounting system won't start till so long. People will go out of their mind. They will start running pell mell, this way, that way, somebody, that at least the accountability can start, though the accountability will be more severe than that. It will be only by the sifarish, intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it will start. Allahu Akbar. The Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will come, and his stand where his evil deeds are, on the left side, will be so heavy. There are officers and officers, files and files, whole files will be there, and that pen will be very heavy with his evil deeds. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come and put a small paper on the other pen, and the barakat of that, this pen will go right down, and that which was so heavy will start flying up. He will say, Qurban jai aapar, who are you? You saved my life. And a handsome form of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he will come. He will say, I'm your Nabi. And this was that Durood that you read on me. Today I've given you, paid you back for your Durood. Then we will appreciate. But there we cannot read Durood. Now is the time. Till our last moment we have got, the short lives of ours, our lives are extremely short. How much we can read Durood Sharif, we can make our akhirat also, and we can make up for our whole past. All of us have got history. We were young boys, young girls, we were at school, we were at college, we were at university, we had that frame of mind, ana wala ghairi, jawani, diwani, mad people doing just what we want to, unimaginable, that the two-year-old toddler, what and what doesn't he do? On what single walls and dangerous places he's walking, and carefree he's walking, while our hearts are coming out from our throats, and we, what and what they are doing, and in our lives what we do. If we think back, if our had to be taken to task, how I was driving, what accidents I could have made, my whole family also, what and what in my life, how I got saved here, how I got, Durood Sharif will clarify, put all that also right. Put the future right, put the past right, it will put our present also right. So that person will get the most intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will get the most intercession. And the third meaning, that he the person who reads the most durood will be the closest in the heart of Nabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will love that person the most. And to get the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what to say? If a person gets one bit of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how fortunate is not that person? And by durood sharif we can get that. And on Qiyamah's day, our love will be in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and increase our durood sharif. It comes in the hadith sharif, al-bakhilu idha zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A stingy, miserly person is that person, that my name is taken in front of him, and what favors I did for him, what sacrifices my day and my night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't do anything for his own person. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't do to build an empire. He didn't do anything for this world. He did it all for his ummah. His last words, according to some riwayat, ummati, ummati, ma ummat, all the time. He was concerned of his ummah all the time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was worried for us, worried for his ummah all the time, and how much sacrifice he made for us, and how much he's going to intercede for us. If we read the kitab, certain kitabs were the last, the virtues of this ummah, all because of the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What great position Allah has given to this ummah. And we can't read one durood sharif. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name comes, our lips can't move, our tongue can't move. Why have we become tongue-tied? Why have our lips, our mouth has become dry? It doesn't want to move. We can't read one durood sharif. How many of us, we hear the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or his title, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Read as much durood as we can. All the time be reading, and not in our heart. Sincerity is a matloob, is required, but not so much sincerity that we don't even move our lips in reading durood sharif. We don't move our tongues also. What's it going to cost us? What expenses? How are we going to get tired? We're going to get exhausted by just moving. As much as we can, we should read durood sharif. A beautiful example is given. One person, old man, very stingy person, he used to be at home with his wife. When he should go for Isha namaz, he should tell his wife, he should switch off the lamp. No lights in those days. That the old lady, she has finished, made wudu, everything. She just have to make her namaz. She doesn't need any light. She doesn't need even the lamp or anything. He should put it off. So one day he went, and he forgot to put the lamp off. Halfway he came back, and he took off his shoes, and he put it under his armpits. And he came home, knocked on the door, and he told his wife, don't open the door. I forgot to put the lamp off, you put it off. She said, you trained me over so many years, all your training. You forgot, I put it off when you left. But this that you said, that I must not open the door, for what reason did you say that? He said, the hinges will get worn out so much. So stingy he was, that the hinges will get worn out so much. And he said, I put my shoes also under. She said, you came back and all that, your shoes got worn out, the soles. He said, I thought of it there. And I took out my shoes and I put it under my armpit so that the soles do not get worn out extra. so stingy. One person, while eating his food, a fly fell in the food. And the fly got up to go again. He caught the fly. The famous Urdu saying, Makki Chus. The person who sucked a fly, meaning a very, very stingy person. So he caught the fly and sucked it. The proverb came up from here. And he said that you can go, the fly can go, but my soup which is on you, you can't go with that. Such a stingy person. But wallah, more stingy than those people is the one who hears Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name and he doesn't read Durood Sharif. And very sadly, whether we don't like it, one friend said once when I spoke something about sports, he said it's a very bitter pearl, but it's true what you say. The way we have gone mad and we have gone like real idol worshippers with the sports. And the way we cherish and follow the commentary and the sports of this kuffar, and we this also is really true, we don't read Durood Sharif. Whether we like it or not, we don't read Bismillah before we start eating. No Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr while eating. No dua after eating. When we go to sleep, everyone knows this condition. Whether we are reading the dua, we all take it for granted, I am doing it. But am I doing it or not? Durood Sharif, just think, how many times in a bayan, once one friend of ours was giving a bayan, and then he was saying, taking the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what Durood Sharif, so many times. It prompted me to time him, and then I mentioned it when I gave my bayan, that in 1 minute, about 12, 15 times, he took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name with Durood Sharif. But we don't read Durood Sharif. It's a common accepted principle and rule that the closest people to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be the muhaddithin, the people who teach and who learn hadith, the ulama of hadith and the students of hadith. And it was commonly known before that when a student comes to his mishkat year, the year before his final year, he will make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these things are no more found today. Because previously every time in one hadith, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هكذا. Everyone was reading Durood Sharif. But unfortunately that is not there anymore. Today students will sit with the cell phone in the dars of Bukhari Sharif also. They will sit with all other things also. Right? And also muhaddithin. How many people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, warned them in a dream that why when you write your hadith, when my name comes, you don't write sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is also a wrong practice that when we're writing, even in English, we write S-A-W. We should write it down in English also. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, when we write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it will be there, and on the social media, on the cell phone, nothing gets deleted. We can delete it, but it's still in record by in their records. So if we write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be on record forever. And if we, in writing we write it, as long as it will be a person who writes sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah give great reward to one good friend of ours from reunion. He's got this passion and he sends this kitab with a pen and with all the virtues of writing Durood Sharif. And to various parts of the world, whoever he has got contact, he sends to them and encourages them to write. As long as when you have written sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it's written there and kept, the malaika are making dua for you. You are getting continuously the duas of the malaika. So Allah make it that we can send as much as possible durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few incidents or to show us the great value of Durood Sharif. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ihya al-Ulum writes with regard to Abdullah ibn Zayd Basri rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great saint and great person. He was on Hajj, and one person who was traveling with him for Hajj, all the time he was reading Durood Sharif. So he asked that person that you read so much Durood all the time, only Durood. You are only reading and so much Durood. He said that when we were returning from Hajj, then at one place where we had stayed over the night, I dreamt that somebody told me in my dream that your father has passed away and his face has turned black. So I got excited, I got terrified. I was very in great anguish and terrified. So I got up, I went and see my father. Actually, he had passed away. And his face was turning black. So I got very, very worried. I was dismayed. I was very concerned. And I was crying a lot. In that, I fell asleep. When I fell asleep, then I saw that there are four black people with big, big iron rods about to start hitting my father from all sides. And really, the azab we cannot imagine. When a person dies with kufr, and today another sad thing, how many of us, youngsters, grown-up people, I'm no more a Muslim. I've left Islam. I'm no more a Muslim. Do we know what we are saying? Hey, this person here, just the starting still, there's four black people with iron rods, big, big iron rods, and if somebody hits you, we just bump our hands somewhere, and the older we get, just a small fall, now it's a hip replacement, now it's this problem, and with iron rods, they were about to hit him, he saw that they are standing on him. Suddenly, he says, he saw a very pious, righteous person, extremely handsome, and with two sheets of clothing on him. He came and he rubbed his hand over my father's face. And then he asked him, "Who are you?" When I went and see, my father's face was now normal, bright, radiant it had become. He said, "I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, in appreciation of this, since that day, I haven't given up reading Durood Sharif. All the time I read Durood, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how I felt my father in that condition. And my father, he saved not the day, he didn't save the year, he saved his whole eternity. And he's going to Jannah. And another kitab, Nazhatul Majalis, is written, Abu Hamid Qazwini. And very interesting things about our Buzurg. Allah give us shock to read the kitabs of our elders. And the kitabs of the righteous and the pious. Today with all the filth and dirt, comics and comedies and cartoons, they overwhelm us. Our children we put them on the TV to watch. These are the things that we should inform our children about. Bring up our children in this way. Make our minds and get deen into our minds. All this that we are following, what the media has got to say, what the government, when an announcement is going to be made by the state president, the way we carry on, like Jibreel alayhi salam is coming with some wahi. And we forget all the teachings of deen and we just follow whatever they say. So anyway, he says that Abu Hamid Qazwini says that one father and son were on a journey. The father became ill, and then I treated him. The son says, I looked after him, etc. But then he passed away, and his face became like that of a pig's face, the face of a swine. And then he says that I was very, very disturbed. My father, and he had love and respect. Today, that also is the thing that is lost. What is a father? We don't know. What are children? We don't know. No, we got no time for our children. When we become old, children haven't got time for us. We are too busy with our friends, with our haram pursuits, with our phone. We got no time for our children. When we become old, children got no time for us. But where there is an Islamic, what deen has taught us, then we will know this value. So anyway, he knew the value and he was very concerned about his father. So his eyes, he fell asleep in that great, great sorrow of his crying, etc. Then he saw somebody telling him that your father was dealing in interest. And how many of us with interest in our businesses? Hey, outwardly it looks so nice. Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji, Rahmatullah Ali of Durban, explained, Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he came, then Hazrat Ji saw Muslims are living in nice enjoyment, big, big houses. So he explained to him, Hazrat, this is all the bank's money. These people are all involved with the bank and all their big, big cars and their big, big houses. This is all the bank's money. So anyway, involved with interest, his father. That's why his face changed like that or into a pig's face. But he says that then he informed him that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made sifarish, interceded on his father's behalf. And why that his father, though he was involved in that interest, but whenever Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's name was taken, then he should read Durood Sharif. As I see now, and my eyes are also gone weak, I'm old, my hearing also is gone, I don't see any, very few people, lips are moving when we are saying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, very few, all are saying it in their heart, all mukhlis. We have taken an overdose of Ikhlas. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, if Saudi Airlines have to land at OR Tembo or a Pakistani airline, and the captain announces, "We have got the best wheels of all airlines in the world, and we don't want to show the people." Okay. So when we're going to land, we're not going to take out the wheels. Everyone will say, "Captain, that keep your Ikhlas for Haram Sharif. Keep it for Laylatul Qadr. But now make a show of your wheels. Because if you don't take out your wheels, the whole plane and all of us will go up in flames." So Ikhlas also in its limit and its correct way. But here also we see, we're not reading. We are talking about Durood Sharif. Bayan is on Durood. But still we're not responding. It should be, at least let the lips move a little bit. You don't have to get the person next to you also closing his ears that you're shouting so loud. We don't. Some people make a big show. Stand up and Ya Nabi, Salam Alaik. All that. We don't have to do it, but at least just let our lips and our tongue little bit move. So he should read whenever you should hear the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He should read Durood Sharif, and then his face, his father's face, came right. In another kitab, Rawdul Faiz, Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali says that I was making tawaf and I saw one person on every step he took, he was only reading Durood Sharif. No other dua, only Durood Sharif. So I asked him about it, "You are only reading Durood Sharif?" So he asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Sufyan Thawri." So he said, from Iraq. He said, "Yes." He said, "Had you not been that unique person in the world," what the position Allah gave to Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullahi, "a great person, then I should not have told you." He said, "I was with my father on Hajj, and my father became ill. I tended him, I treated him, I looked after him. Not today like a person got COVID, when put him in a hospital, and I got nothing to do with my father. And father and parents also tell the children, don't come near us. What kind of a life have we gone into?" So anyway, I treated him. But then I saw he passed away and his face turned black. I read, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And I fell asleep in that sorrow and this great grief and anxiety of mine. Then I saw a person, most handsome person coming, wearing clean, clean clothes and such itar that I had never ever got such itar smell before in my life. He turned, he rubbed his hand over my father's face, and then it became white again. I caught hold of his clothes and I told him that, "Who are you? And you have done such a great favor to me." He said, "Have you not recognized me? I'm Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahibul Quran. I am your Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Your father was a very big sinner, but he used to read Durood Sharif in abundance to me. And whoever reads Durood Sharif in abundance on me, whenever they are in need, I come to their help. I go immediately to their help. So Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif in abundance." One person, he was passing away and he was in his sakarat. So a person sitting next to him, he asked him that, "Aren't you like a sakarat? It's not easy. Allah save us all. We hear in cases of how people, what conditions they are passing away in." So that person said, I used to read Durood Sharif in abundance. And whoever reads Durood Sharif in abundance, the bitterness and the difficulties of sakarat don't come on that person. Calmly that person passes away. Allah in His infinite mercy grant us also. Hafiz Abu Nu'aym records with regard to Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali also, that he was going out on a journey somewhere. And he met one youngster who on every step was reading, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad." He lifts his leg, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad." He puts his leg down, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad." So I asked him, "Have you got some ilmi dalil for this? If you got some proof of doing this from Quran, Hadith, from any proper source, or is it just of your own desire that you just like to read Durood Sharif? He asked him, who are you? He said, I'm Sufyan Thawri. He asked, who is Sufyan from Iraq? He said, yes. He said, have you recognized Allah? He's asking Sufyan Thawri, this young person. So he said, yes, I have recognized Allah Ta'ala. How did you recognize Allah Ta'ala? That Allah who takes out the day from the night, and the night from the day, and continuously Allah is doing this. That Allah who makes the baby in the womb of the mother. يَحْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And how beautifully Allah makes that baby, and how perfect Allah makes. I recognize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. He said, you have recognized nothing. You are not, what have you recognized? You haven't recognized anything. He asked him, a young person, he asked him, and you, how did you, have you recognized Allah? He said, yes. That I have recognized Allah, like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْقِ الْأَزَائِ. I recognized my Rabb by when I made my intentions to do something. I had all the preparation, all the means of it, but it didn't get done. Either I changed my mind, Allah made me to change my mind, or it just couldn't get done. And how many of us, we have so many plans, but they don't work out. Don't we realize that there is some a bigger planner? We are planning and there is another planner above this. So we should recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then he asked him, and what about this durood that you are reading so much in abundance? He said, I went to Hajj with my mother. And there my mother passed away. Her face became black. And her stomach swelled up, became very big. When that happened, I realized that my mother must have committed some very major sin in her life. I turned to Allah Ta'ala and I made dua and I pleaded to Allah Ta'ala. And then I saw in a dream that from Tihama, that is Hijaz Muqaddas, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, a cloud came. And from the cloud, a person emerged. And he rubbed his hand on the face of my mother and on her stomach, by which her face became bright again, radiant and shining, and that whole swelling of her stomach all went down also. So I said, who are you? He said, I'm your Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, please make me some wasiyat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, every step you take, read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allah give us all tawfiq to read Durood Sharif in abundance. For this what we are gathered for, it will serve the purpose for which we are gathered. And pass this message. Other people all came, are not going to come here. In the world, mashallah, there are a lot of khankas. All are not going to the khankas. All are not going to make ta'alluq with the mashayikh. And Durood Sharif is a thing that it is no ikhtilaf in it. The whole ummah is united. Wherever, whoever you are, Durood Sharif, everyone will accept it to read Durood Sharif. And one great, 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 great bonanza of Durood Sharif, Allama ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi writes, great ulama have discussed this masala at length, that as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qatta, that Durood Sharif is 100% accepted on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we read to get our year written down, baratu minan nar wa baratu minan nifaq, there is another way also of doing it, 40 days namaz. 200 namazes with takbir-e-ula a person reads, which is not easy for everyone. Last minute wuzu breaks. Some other emergency, some very important thing comes out, we can't manage it. It is also for that person in Masjid al-Nabawi, for 8 days, for 40 namazes who reads his namaz with takbir-e-ula. Much easier, but also not so easy. Anything can happen. But to read 100 times a day, it's not, it is easy. And then Durood Sharif, our namazes, whether they accept it or not, we don't know also. But Durood Sharif, 100% accepted by Allah. It is a great, great source of great goodness. May Allah bless us all. And those ulama, our dear friend, Maulana Yunus Tayyar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, is one of his main subjects. And when he starts his khutbah also, the amount of Durood Sharif he should recite. And what darja Allah Ta'ala gives on the barakat of Durood Sharif. So for our Islahi Jalsa, we have come for our Islah. Let us make this our mission. Now when we go to sleep also, don't sleep without Durood Sharif. And many great virtues have come for people who while trying to fall asleep, they are just reading Durood Sharif. And with Durood Sharif, a person falls asleep. Allahu Akbar. And the day of Jumu'ah, Allah give us tawfiq, we look forward to the day. And we look forward that again a day that I'm going to read Durood Sharif. And I'm going to read in abundance. And with passion, wasallimu taslima. Read Durood and read it in abundance. And read it with passion and with feeling. Allah give me, give us all tawfiq, make our islah. Honor our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bring the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives and the great virtues of Durood Sharif come into our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik. وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي ونبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. For this durood, 70 farishtas write down the sawab for 1,000 days. About 3 years, so much sawab. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama zakarahu al-zakirun. Wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama ghafala an zikrihi al-ghafilun. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama tuhibu wa tarda. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad adada ma tuhibu wa tarda. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين Oh Allah, forgive all our sins. Oh Allah, let us appreciate this time you have given us in dunya. Oh Allah, let us appreciate this time you gave us for the Islahi Jalsa. You made it possible, Oh Allah. You make our Islah. We have all come for our Islah. We heard about Islahi Jalsa. We have come, make our Islah. In any and all forms, make our Islah. Oh Allah, you have shown us a splendid, easy way of reading Durood Sharif and making our Islah. Oh Allah, bless us all with this great, great, honorable amal of salawat ala nabi. Oh Allah, accept it from us, Oh Allah. You are so kind that you made it fully accepted by you. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, make us yours. Give us the tawfiq of Durood Sharif, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, make our islah. Make us the favorites of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By its barakat, make us your favorites, O Allah. Make us the favorites of the malaika, O Allah. Make us the favorites of the salihin, the righteous, the ulama, asfiya, atqiya. O Allah, Durood Sharif has got this effect that you become beloved in everyone's eyes and in everyone's heart. You find a place. O Allah, let us all, our men and our women, our old and our young, in our busy days and our free time, at all times let us be engaged in Durood Sharif, O Allah. O Allah, by its barakat, do all our work for us. All our illnesses, spiritual and physical, mental, all types of illnesses, remove them. Give us the yaqeen on Durood Sharif. Remove the yaqeen on material things, O Allah. If we use material means, let us with the conviction that it is only a means, but the real doer is only you, O Allah. And you have given us a great means in Durood Sharif, O Allah. O Allah, accept from all of us. Guide us all to righteousness. O Allah, let our days pass here properly. Our days in the dunya, let it pass in your obedience, O Allah. Let us earn our akhirat. Let us not destroy our akhirat in the enjoyments and pursuits, useless pursuits of this dunya, O Allah. Guide us all to righteousness. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا رحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين بجاه نبي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك عالى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.